Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Now, while they're often categorized together, loneliness and isolation are two separate concepts. Loneliness is the concept of being by one's self and lacking company, which can in turn increase our sadness and idea of being alone. On the other hand, isolation is the concept that we are separate and separated either through choice or circumstances. Now, while it might sound negative, isolation and the idea of being isolated isn't always bad. Lonely people might be surrounded by positive people all day and yet still feel alone. Whereby people who are isolated may be happy, as they don't feel lonely. The difference between the two can often be overlooked, and as a result, it can sometimes be difficult to understand and pinpoint whether somebody is harbouring feelings of loneliness or whether they're just isolated from everybody else. Okay, what's the difference? Every human on earth will have a perceived notion of the amount of contact they desire or they need to have. And when this need is not met, loneliness can become a problem. Loneliness is the difference between our desired human contact and our actual human contact. The wider this gap becomes, the stronger the negative emotion, and we can become more strained as we experience feelings of loneliness. Isolation is a quantifiable concept, as it refers to the actual amount of human contact we have, and it's more about the quality of our relationships. Many people have small friendship groups, and this is all they need in order to reach their satisfied level of contact. Other people can have large but shallow groups of people that they know, which may not reach the level of a relationship quality that they really need. Loneliness is an undesirable concept that can lead to other negative feelings, and ridding yourself of these feelings, getting rid of them, can be difficult but not impossible. Isolation, though, can be overcome, especially as the main reason for feeling negative isolation can be just not being in contact with enough people. The main way that people who suffer from negative isolation can overcome this is simply by making contact with more people and talking to more people. Loneliness and isolation are often seen as the same thing due to the fact they're relatively close in terms of what we as individuals might feel. Though most people lack the knowledge in distinguishing the two concepts. Loneliness can lead to social isolation, and social isolation can lead to loneliness, and both can be experienced at the same time. Understanding the difference between the two can go a long way in helping you to overcome them or trying to help others, as you should be able to pinpoint which concept you're dealing with and deal with it more effectively. Loneliness is a subjective concept that we most likely will all experience at some time, yet that experience will be different for each of us. Often, what can be a cause of feelings of loneliness can be poor mental health. Now, whilst loneliness isn't considered a mental health problem in itself, the two are heavily linked due to the fact that they can influence one another. Research has shown that loneliness can lead to increased mental problems and an increased risk of depression, anxiety, and stress. As mentioned a moment ago, the two influence each other, which can only make snapping out of the cycle even harder, though it's not impossible. Other factors that can cause loneliness can include bereavement, the death of a loved one, moving home, changing jobs, changing schools, bad or broken relationships, and stopping going to a place where social contact was available, prevalent, and reliable. Another factor that loneliness possesses is that it can sometimes be seasonal, and that may be people only feeling lonely at certain times of the year, like elderly people may feel particularly lonely around Christmas time when their family are not around. There's also been some research conducted that may suggest that coming from a certain area, belonging to a certain group, or having past incidents happen may also lead to loneliness, including from being from a single parent household, belonging to a minority group, excluded from events because of, for example, a lack of money or sexual orientation perhaps, and negative past experiences. The cause of loneliness is down to the individual, yet there are ways in which loneliness can be removed or at least weakened, such as, for example, looking after yourself. Looking after your own well-being can go a long way to make sure that loneliness doesn't have a particularly big impact on you. Having good mental health can help ward off feelings of loneliness, and so focusing on yourself and what makes you happy can prevent you from feeling alone. Therapy. Now, arguably, the most well-known method of overcoming issues and situations can be therapy. Speaking to professionals may provide you with new knowledge as to what is making you feel this way, as well as giving you the confidence to let you know that you're not alone and that other people in similar situations have overcome these difficulties. The argument to be made against therapy may be not the best solution is that it can be quite expensive depending on who you're seeing. And add to this that it might not be the best way to deal with it anyway, depending on your own comfort in talking, opening up to a stranger. Well, opening up. Similar to therapy, opening up can be a good way to deal with loneliness. While therapy involves speaking to professionals, opening up can involve speaking to anyone. More often than not, the individual in question will have a good relationship with you, whether it's a family member or a close friend or a co-worker. Regardless of who it is, opening up does one thing better than anything else. It shares the problem. By keeping your feelings to yourself, they can manifest and increase their hold on you. Opening up and just chatting about it allows those feelings to be put out there in the open and in sharing the problem. The person or people won't like hearing about it necessarily and should try to do something about it in order to help you. New connections. Whilst things like therapy can be quite daunting and the idea of needing therapy quite scary, this is usually only for the worst case scenarios. The simplest and potentially the most effective method of conquering feelings of loneliness is just to make new connections with people. Make new friends. Find people who have similar interests. Go to parties and events where you're likely to meet new people. Not everyone you meet will necessarily click with you, but by going out of your way to meet and talk to new people can be an accessible way of solving your issue of loneliness. What about the causes of isolation? Well, of course, because being isolated isn't always a negative sign, and due to the fact that it can be measured and more easily dealt with, doesn't mean that it's free of issues and problems. As mentioned earlier, isolation and loneliness differ, as isolation can be a choice made by the individual. But this isolation can also occur because of circumstances beyond your control, like location, transportation, disabilities, or long-term illnesses. When isolation isn't a choice, and an individual is isolated because of their situation or the environment surrounding them, this can lead to a variety of issues such as poor health. Social isolation can lead to poor physical, mental, and emotional health. If you crave the need to speak and connect with people, yet you're unable to do so for whatever reason, health can rapidly decline. Mental health illness, such as depression and anxiety, can become more noticeable and harder to deal with. A lack of physical activity with others can lead to bad habits like poor diet or bad sleeping habits or excessive drinking or smoking. Then there's impaired executive function. Executive function covers a broad range of human traits and abilities like problem solving and communication and management of various parts of your life. A lack of connection can lead to a decrease in these abilities, which can affect your life personally and professionally. Cognitive decline. Cognitive abilities include things like your memory, concentration, and other conscious mental decisions. A decline in this can lead to memory loss, a decrease in motivation, and other serious mental declines and losses. And then there's decreased mortality, shorter lifespan. Research evidence has pointed towards people who suffer from social isolation can actually die earlier. And this is because of issues mentioned like increased stresses, the inability to solve problems as effectively and as efficiently, and mental decline. Social anxiety. Another part of life that's becoming ever more present is social phobia, more commonly known as social anxiety. This involves a fear of speaking to people, whether it's in large groups, individuals, or any other social situation, like the cashier in a shop. People with social anxiety will often worry about the social situation before it's happened, and as a result, work themselves up over it in fear that they might say something that could be considered rude or offensive, etc. It's perfectly normal to feel shy or awkward when going to a social event that could include people you're not familiar with. However, social anxiety can completely overwhelm some people, and they might find it difficult to speak to people on the phone and to authoritative figures such as teachers or parents or bosses. They may also find it difficult to go out to the shops, and even eating and drinking in front of people can be a struggle. Now, with all these difficulties that they face, it's all the more reason to be mindful of what they're going through. On the positive side, though, just like loneliness, social anxiety can be improved and mended. Ways of doing this include breathing exercises to reduce the stresses, focusing on what people are saying, trying not to assume the worst, and breaking down social situations into smaller sections so that they're not as overwhelming as they could be. For example, if someone doesn't like talking on the phone, they can text people. And once they've established a relationship with them, they may feel more comfortable talking to them over the phone, and as a result, potentially reduce their levels of social anxiety. At some point in our lives, we're most likely to feel some loneliness or feel some isolation, or feel shy and awkward meeting people for the first time, and it's only natural. Overcoming these feelings can be difficult and it can take time, but that doesn't mean it's not doable. And if you know someone who's feeling lonely, if you see someone who are by themselves all the time, speak to them. Let them know that they're not alone and that they have people who care about them and will spend time with them. Have a listen to our podcast on empathy, because that talks about this and links that feeling of kinship with people who might be suffering, appealing to your generosity and your empathy. Well, thank you very much, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.